mind man follows a person who has eyes. If we follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by following the directions he gives in the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, our lives will be successful. The Lord therefore says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madyaji mang namaskuru mam eva isyasi santyamte pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, and offer respect and obeisances unto me. Then you will certainly come back home, back to Godhead. I promise you this because you are my dear friend. This instruction is meant for everyone, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra. If anyone from any division of life surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and follows his instructions, his life will be successful. The previous verse has given the analogy of bulls moving under the direction of the driver of a bullock cart. The bulls, being completely surrendered to the driver, remain wherever he wants to place them and eat wherever he wants them to eat. Similarly, being completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should not aspire for happiness or regret distress. We must be satisfied with the position allotted to us by the Lord. We should follow the path of devotional service and not be dissatisfied with the happiness and distress he has given. People in the material modes of passion and ignorance generally cannot understand the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with its 84 lakhs forms of life. But the human form offers one the special privilege to understand this plan, engage in devotional service, and elevate oneself to the highest position of perfection by following the Lord's instructions. The entire world is working under the influence of the modes of material nature, especially ignorance and passion. But if people engage in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Lord, their lives can be successful and they can be elevated to the highest perfection. In the Brihannaradiya Purana, therefore it is said, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way for spiritual perfection than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Everyone should be given the chance to hear the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For thus one will gradually come to understand his real position in life and be elevated to the transcendental position above the mode of goodness. Thus all impediments to his progress will be cut into pieces. In conclusion, therefore, we must be satisfied with whatever position we have been put into by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should try to engage ourselves in his devotional service. Then our lives will be successful. Om Agyanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnamansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Rarita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Sri Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma is instructing his grandson, Priyavrata Maharaj, Manu Priyavrata. So, and he is telling him to accept the proposal of his father. And he is not telling him directly, you should accept it. He is telling him in such a way that you should understand the first entity of the creation, how he is telling to his grandson. Grandson must be very much dear than father even. But he is telling him very nice way, not directly, you have to accept it, no. He is saying, my dear Anga, means very lovingly he is asking, my dear Priyavrata, nobody can defy the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The plan of Supreme Personality of Godhead, everybody, even if myself, Lord Shiva, and your father Manu, your guru Narada, and all these sages, rishis, everybody, no other way, in no way, by their power, by their austerity, by their any kind of process, they cannot challenge, they cannot change, they cannot defy the plan and order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is must. So, you should understand that the proposal is the plan of the Lord. So you have to accept. There is no way you cannot say no. No way. You have to accept. He is not saying directly to him that this is the plan of the Lord, so you have to accept. He's giving everything to the Lord's cause. And following three verses we are reading, in previous verse and previous to that, Lord Brahma is giving analogy that how we are really conditioned in material life. First condition is our janma. We have no choice according to our mode of nature, according to our guna and karma. Lord has set the process very scientifically. Three modes of nature are there and we are there. With these three modes and whatever combination we accept, accordingly we will get reward. We should not blame the Lord. I have given this plan to you, now it is up to you. So, purusa prakrutisthohi bhungte prakruti jan gunan. Karanam gunasangasya sad asad jani janmasu. That because we are associating with the modes of nature and according to our association, the degree of our ascension to which type of mode, and by this way we will definitely get our body, sometimes devata body, sometimes asura, sometimes whatever, sat asat jvani, that we are paratantra even in our taking birth, in janma paratantra first. Then his previous verse he is saying karma paratantra also. Karma paratantra, how he, the example he has given, just like Prabhupada also says same thing in this purport today also. Just like a bull and a bullock cart driver. Bull has no choice. The bullock cart driver have made him in such a way, in his nostril he has put the rassi, and wherever he want him to go, he has to go. If he supply him food, then he will eat, otherwise he cannot eat, whatever, wherever, totally on the plan and desire of the bullock cart driver. He has no independence, no choice. Similarly, whatever action, the modes of nature is carrying through our body, through us, we are compulsory to do it. There is no way to avoid it. No way. We are karma paratantra. And in today's verse he is saying karma phala bhoga paratantra also. That whatever resultant activities from the karma with the association of the modes, that we have to accept, we cannot avoid the fruits, the results also. There is no way we cannot avoid. Because Ishwara vi avisrishtang, isavisrishtang hi avarundama he anga. He anga is Ishwara avisrishta. This is the plan of the Lord. So plan of Lord means that's it. There is no way you will go away of it. You cannot get rid of it. avarundhamahe, we have to accept compulsory. There is no choice then. Compulsory, avarundhamahe. Dukhang sukhangba guna karma sangat, and the dukha sukha also, we are forced to accept the dukha condition, happiness and distress. Why? Lord is giving us dukha. Now this is, don't blame Lord. This is because your sangha with guna. Guna karma sangat. Because you are associating with the particular modes of nature, that's why you are getting. Don't blame Lord like that. It's guna karma sangat. It's because of you and your association with modes of nature. You and nature both are working. And Lord is seeing only. In which way you are associating, that way you are getting. Don't blame him. He's saying guna karma sangat. And then he says, asthaya tattat yad yantanathas. So, here it is giving a solution. So, that's why, yad yantanath. So, in whichever body, according to your guna and karma he is giving, and whichever karma he is forcing you to do, and whatever phala, the result whatever giving, you please just by obedient nice boy accept it without any objection. Be very obedient nice boy of the Lord and just accept without any objection. That Ayuntanatha, because he our Natha. He is the supreme controller. Asli Shiva Padaratang Pinastumam. Mat Prananathas to Saivanapara. Jatha Tathava with the Lord. Whatever you want, you can put him in any condition. I have to accept. So why will challenge you? Better I should be obedient and accept it. Prabhupada is saying that should be our dharma, that should be our occupational duty. Just be very obedient and accept the plan and instruction of the Supreme Lord. That is our religion, that is our occupational duty. That's it. There is no choice. We cannot think anything. We have to accept. And for that example, he is giving chakhismatandha ivaniyamana. Chakhismata, those who have eyes, they can walk because they can see the path. But those who are blind, both the eyes, they cannot walk. So they have to take help of somebody who can see the path. So exactly here chakhismata is Lord's plan, Lord's instruction. They are the, like compare as the person having eyes. And we are andha, we are blind. We have to accept the direction of the chakhismata, those who are, suppose we are blind person. And we are walking with the help of a person who can see it. And he is taking us, we are following him, holding his hand and following, walking. Suppose he took us in some way which is very hot, and very scorching heat and something. So we cannot just blame him. We have to follow because he is also working in this way. Not only we. So we should think that because he is taking, he is heading us. He is also working and we are following. So don't blame why you are being in this way, that was very nice, cold way. Maybe that way is full of thorns. Even you cannot see, he sees. He sees the problem in that path, so he is bringing in this trouble path. So just thank him, because he is guiding you. So that's why, suppose Lord is giving us some distress, should thank him, oh my Lord. Because of some problem in that happiness, you put me in distress, please thank you. I am ready to accept it, without any objection. So our mood should be like that. That mood is compared here, achakhyus matandha ivaniyamana. Just like andha is guided by a person who have eyes and he cannot blame in any circumstance. He cannot say, why you bring in this? Why you? No question of why. I am helping you. You foolish, are blaming me? Okay, you walk. Then we have no choice. We will die. So better always be thankful to him. Always. Whether he put us in water, either he put in thorns or whatever condition, you always be very much respectful and thankful to him. We have no other choice. So, all these living entities in the material world have exactly similar condition. That we have to, in any circumstances, in any place, in any time, we should always be only thankful to the Lord. Oh my Lord, you are so kind enough to put me in such a degraded condition. You are so kind enough to put me in such a distressed condition. You are so nice, to so kind to me. You are giving so much trouble to me. You should always be thankful to them. Even he giving happiness, that's also thank to him. Even he giving distress, that's also you have to thank to him. Exactly, a blind man, he has no choice rather to give respect and thank to the person he is helping him in walking. Exactly, this is the condition. So, in the here Brahmaji is telling how we are totally conditioned. Our condition is so tight in a janma, in a karma, in a phalabhoga, in every respect we are pradhin. We have no independence. In 10th kanda of Bhagavata, it is said by Krishna only, karmena jayate jantu, karmane eva viliyate, sukhang dukhang bhayang khemang, karmana eva abhipadyate. That these six things are daiva tantra. Adrushta is controlled by daiva. What three things? First is janma and mrityu. These two things. Our taking birth and our death, that is not in our hand. This is decided already. The moment we accept this body, just like sometimes you are going to buy a product or medicine packet or something, you see the two dates are mentioned there, one manufacturing date, one expiry date, already there. Before buying it, you see it is written there. So before we come into our existence, the both dates are already printed in us, manufacturing date and expiry date both. But we foolish only can read the, only can see and observe the manufacturing date. Expiry date we have no, we cannot read it. But we are every year we are observing our happy birthday, that is manufacturing date. But expiry date we are forgetting. But that is already printed, already there. That's why Daiva Tantra, Janma and Mrityu. It's already fixed. And Sukha and Dukha, the other two is Sukha and Dukha. The amount of happiness and the amount of distress, no way you can change it. I don't know. No matter in any way. You have to accept. This is already fixed for you. The quota is fixed for you. Whatever amount of distress you have to get, whatever amount of happiness you have to get. So please accept it without any objection. It is fixed. And the third set is bhayam and khemam. Exactly like man and apaman. Khema means the reason for auspiciousness, reason for happiness, and bhaya means, you know, fearful. These two also decided by the daiva, by the adrushta. So, all these three karmana eva avipadyate. So, all this karma phala, janma, everything is totally decided before, then what we are doing? We should not do anything then. Everything is already fixed before. We are trying to do this, doing that, already we are doing so many works from morning to evening. We should already decided before. So, Shastra says, you should not work for that work which is already decided before. You should work for that which is not decided, which is not under the Daiva Tantra. We should work for that. You have karmendriya, we have gyanendriya. It is for work. So, for what you, if something is already decided, then why you will work? No matter you can try morning and evening to eat nicely, but if it is not decided to eat, if it is decided that you have to fast today, no way you can eat. No way. You have to fast at the end. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, very nicely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that how Daiva Tantra is working. A prince, a king's son, once he arranged a picnic. So many of his friends, king's son, prince, man, he has all like high cadre friends. So all of them get together, okay, we'll do 25th December, we'll go for picnic. Decided the place. So in a picnic, what is the main thing? First thing is to decide a place where some lonely place, some jungle, pahad, somewhere. And the second thing, decide the menu. Otherwise, this is the happiness to eat. So, decide the menu, something special menu. So, the third thing, you have to purchase, get contributions and purchase it and take with difficulty to that place. Because you have to find some place where roads not there, you cannot go. So you have to carry with much difficulty all these things and cook there, chanting, dancing and feasting. All you do there, and at the end, some disturbance happened, some fighting, some misunderstanding with the friends. Then the prince said, I'm not going to eat. Forget. With Abhimana, I'm not going to eat. Then they said, we're not going to eat too. So nobody eat. Such a nice preparation, so much difficulties they carry and purchase, and now nobody is eating. And they bring all these things down, some beggars, they never dream that. They were thinking to get some dry chapati. They eat all this sometimes food. And this fellow, they tried since month, they plan and they cannot eat. Is Daiva Tantra working? Is if the Janma Mrityu is decided so nicely by the Lord, if you drink nectar to live, you cannot live, you have to die. And if you drink poison to die, you cannot die, you have to live. This will not work. Even poison and nectar will not work without the desire of the Lord. You know, there is asur called Rahu. Rahu, he in disguise, he drank nectar in the line of Devata. He got the nectar cup and drink it. And his head got cut off. And Lord Shiva, he drank poison. Not only one glass. The quantity you cannot say, in whatever quantity he drank poison. And he is Amar Nilakantha. So no matter whether you drink poison or whether you drink nectar, if it is decided by the Lord, you are living or death, that is it. You cannot change it. So that devotion is not coming within the range of karma. So our indriyas should be engaged for that karma, which is only devotion to the Lord. And devotional service starts with tad nama grahanadivhi. That's why Prabhupada in the conclusion he is saying, Harir nama, Harir nama, Harir nama yo kevalam. We should only do that. This thing, bhajan, is not coming under our karma. This is beyond karma. This is beyond guna. So this is the only thing we have to do. There is a nice story in Purana. How the honi. Honi means, in Hindi it's a honi. Honi means whatever has to be happen, that is called honi. But that must happen. That will happen definitely. That is called honi. Once the son of King Parikhit, Janmajaya Maharaj, he was a big emperor, very famous king after Parikhit Maharaj, and he became more famous by doing the Sarpajagya and all that. Very famous emperor. So in his youth he went to forest and he met many rishis and maharishis, and he paid nice respect to them, give donation and hear from them nice instructions. Finally, while he was coming back, he saw Vyasdev. So Vyasdev is his nana hoga na kya hoga? More. Vyasdev is the father of Pandu. Pandu's sons are Pandava. Pandava's son is Parikhit. Parikhit's son is Janmaja. So in which relation it will happen? So dada, nana, whatever you can connection. So he saw, and Parikhit Maharaj became very, very loving, affectionate. Oh, Vyasdev, oh, Janmaja, you are here. Great, great, great grandson, something like that. So then Vyasdev embraced him and said, so nice, you boy, you are very emperor. Because your hereditary, your vansa is like that. Pandava is such a great, and Kshatriya, and Parikhit Maharaj so great. You are also great, so nice. So, but all of them, they somehow or other finished the Mahabharata war in this. And so he giving some nice story. So then Janmaja, he put a question. Dadaji, great Dada, please tell me. Lord Sri Krishna was there. He was supreme person. Whatever he want, he can do. and Yudhishthira Maharaj was Sakya Dharma, religion personified. Bhishma, Drona, such a elevated personalities were there. They cannot just stop the family problem. Mahabharata war is just a fighting between the family members. Isn't it? One family, their combined family. Somehow or other they fight for their house. I took this part, no, we cannot. It's a fighting between a family, and it took such a big shape that many, many lakhs and lakhs of people they killed, and many, many dynasty finished. Such a big thing happened, and such a elevated personality, they could not stop it. So, how come this happened? You people, you were also there. Dada, you were also there. Why you didn't? So, then Vyasadeva, by hearing this, said, you immature great grandson, you are totally immature, you don't ask these things. So, whatever the plan of the Lord, that's it. Nobody can say, Dadaji, what are you saying? By our intelligence, by our attempt, by our thinking this, that, we cannot change it. We know that this thing is going to happen. We can just mix these two members of the family. This is such a menial thing. Why you cannot do all these people? Now, what do you think? Do you think that we never tried? We tried our best. We tried our best, but the plan of the Lord has to be happened. There is no way to check it. No, I don't believe. You people tried and it happened. Then Vyasadeva told, my dear Janmaja, you know what is honi? Honi means whatever has to be happen, that has to be happened. There's no way to change it or stop it. No, Dadaji, I don't agree. If something is there, we know that this is going to happen, in some way we can stop it or change it. We can mister it, direct it in another way. Nacha, okay, you try. I am telling you, I can see you are a big man, but I can see something is happening to you also. Can you change it? Now tell me, what is going to happen? So then he foretell, it's just from today, after 5 years from today, exiled 5 years, in the month of April, he told the month also, he told the date also, in the 15th April, after 5 years from today. So I am telling, something mishappen will happen, so don't go for hunting. I am warning you from now only. Write down in your diary that in after 5 years, in April month, 15th April, don't go for hunting. It's very dangerous for you. Okay, note down. But you will go. In that day you will go. So even if you are going, I am telling again, because you are so my dear, even if I go, don't take a black horse. I note down. But you will take black horse. Even if you take a black horse, don't go to south side. But you will go to south side. So, okay, note down it. Even if you go to south side, mind it. Don't go to the seashore. But what can I say? You will go to seashore. Even if you go to seashore, don't see somebody very enchanting woman will be standing near the sea. Don't look at her. But what can I do? You will look at her. Even if you look at her and she will look at you, both of you look each other. So then don't go to her and exchange your thoughts. Don't do that. I am reminding you, it is very dangerous for you. But what can I say? You will do it. Even if you do that, don't bring her to your palace. I'm telling you, write down it. But what can I say? You will bring her to your palace. Everything is writing down in his diary. Janmaji is noting down. Even if you bring her to palace, don't marry her. I'm telling you, you have already married. Don't marry her again. What can I say? It is honey. You will marry her. Even if you marry her, don't make him the chief queen among all the queens. Patrani Matmana. But what can I say? You will make her Patrani. Even if you make her Patrani, then that new Patrani will say, no, this marriage is not proper. You call Brahman and make Vedic marriage. I should establish properly Vedic. So, okay, if she will give that proposal, you should not invite young Brahmins. Wait for some times for marriage function. Immediately following her words, immediately don't arrange and invite some young Brahman for this yajna. Don't do that. I am telling you, this is very dangerous for you. This will be very dangerous for you. But what can I say? You will do it. So then even if you order to young Brahmins to come and participate in yajna, and then your new queen will say something, and by his order something will happen, so don't kill these young Brahmanas. Please be careful. Don't kill them, these young Brahmanas, but you will kill them. Even if you kill them, so then after killing you will get Brahmahatya dos, and because of this Brahmahatya, all your body will be collapsed. You will become, you will suffer from that code, what is it? Leprosy. Whole body will catch leprosy. Very severe leprosy. And will all become full of pus and stinking and all that will happen. So in this way, neither this queen will come to you, nor any queen, nor any servant, nobody will come to you. It is so stinking body, pus is coming out, it is so dangerous, and nobody will come to you. Oh, his throat becoming already dry. Oh, Dada, this thing will happen to me. Don't worry. Now please help me. Now, then you will come to me. Then you will come to me again. That time nobody will help you. In this time, again you will come to me. In such a precarious condition, you will be carried away. You will be carried and you will come to me again. And again I will help you. Don't worry. I will help you. So, but write down the 16 conditions he gave. He wrote down all conditions very nicely. And he decided, Dadaji, I have decided from today onwards, I am not hunting is suspended. I am not going to hunt anymore. In my life, no hunting. No riding horse. Even if you ride horse, then no black horse. And no hunting, that's it. In one preposition fail, then everything miss. And all connection, all are connected. So I am not going to. Okay, if you can do that, then do it. Do it. Take a challenge, na? Challenge. He took the challenge with Dadaji, great Dadaji, and he went. And every day he is thinking of that, because his life danger to him. Every day he is thinking. So slowly, year by year, year after year, the fourth year passed and the fifth year arrived. December, January, February, March and April. This is the month. And one after another, 15th April. And he is very strong. I am not going to hunt. Already 4 years passed, he is not hunting. Somehow or other, in the 8th April, he thinks, no, oh, so long time, I am a Khetri, I am a king, I should go for hunting like that. But it's dangerous. Thoughts come down. Always decide to go, not to go, not to go. And the particular date in the 15th April, he cannot tolerate the urge of hunting. He said, no. Oh, whatever happened, I will not use the black horse. He added, I have to go today to hunting somehow or other. I cannot stop it. It is so much pushing. And so the horse said in charge, he called him. He said, find out a nice horse for me, but not black horse. Any other color horse. So he said, yes, sir. So he went. There is thousands of horses. All horses are sick. Except one black horse. All are sick. He said, my dear king, very sad news now. All horses are sick. Only very nice, very prompt and fit horse is there. But he is black color. No horse, no. Please excuse me. Okay, I will take that. I can take that horse, but I will not go to south side. That's it. Anyway, one person. So he took that horse and he went. He taking his diary and taking his journal. Okay, these two I follow. Other I will not going to follow. So taking and then he went to hunting in forest and is running here and there and is becoming thirsty and no, he is not getting anything, making harass. And somehow or other immediately horse jumped towards south side and started running. He has no control over the horse now. Now he is trying to, no, I should not go to this direction trying, but somehow or other he saw the ocean is there. Oh, very nice bluish ocean waves coming and such an enchanting woman is standing there. Oh, now everything fused. all things. Now herself is moving that direction, and he is thinking, mind, intelligence, everything bolded already is going that direction. And she somehow or other, nobody is there. From where she arrived, from no address, nothing, no identity, but somehow or other she is standing. From whom she belongs to, nobody knows. Without asking any address, without checking anything, any ID, he started talking to her, and she started talking, and they exchanged each other. So then he said, invite him to come to palace. Now he agreed immediately, and then one after another, bring her to palace. And then keep her palace, then he gave a proposal of marriage. He said, okay, I can accept the proposal, but you have many queens already, so if you make me the chief queen, Patrani, then only, of course, agreed. So then he said, no, you accept Patrani, but then the marriage should be, everybody should watch, it should be Vedic proper marriage, and it should happen today only. Then he passed immediate order to Mantri, go and find the jagging brahmanas. They should arrangements should be there to the jagyan today, sacrifice today, and I should get married with the new queen. And the minister sent the messenger to find out all this Brahmin colony, all these older brahmanas, they have wanted to some other village, they are Bhandara. So they went to the Mota Dakhina, some house ceremony there. Big Dakhina is there, so all of them, they went there. Nobody is there. So only boys, young Brahmins are there. So they said, sir, wait for 2-3 days. They went to some other function. So let them come, then you will have the function. No. It should be today only. No Brahmins are there, only young Brahmins are there. Bring them. No problem. The Brahmins, young Brahmins. They are not so proper in chanting and they are so not so expert. But they said, oh, bring them. Engage in doing the sacrifice. And then they did the sacrifice, and then sacrifice going to over, and the big crowd, and the king and queen, both of them are serving them in prasadam feast. So at that time a blow of wind comes, and the fine sari, where the queen, new queen was wearing, somehow or other got carried away. So all these young Brahmins, they saw the body of queen, and they laughed. And then the queen became very same and became very angry and complained to the king. This, they are so much sarcastically committing me, they are laughing, they sing at me, looking at me. Then king also became so angry. He said, so what kind of action? I said, no, you should kill them. Immediately took out his sword and cut all their heads. 16 Brahmins on the spot, killed all of them. And then immediately leprosy started spreading in his body then and there. Oh, then the first day of marriage, the queen said, I am not going to touch you. I'm going away. Her body is leper body, leprosy body. Not only see all the queens, nobody came to him. Very seriously, leprosy attacked him. And pus is coming out from the body, stinking. He was suffering like such a miserably, and thinking, looking at his diary. 5 years before, Vyasadeva has noted down, please, if you can, stop it. If you can do something, do it. I'm telling you, 4-5 years before, giving you date and time exactly, try to stop it. One after another, 16 prepositions, not a single item I can change. I can do anything. Everything happened exactly. Whatever you store. Now I'm suffering, what to do. And try to, all the royal doctors, they failed. So then he reminded, Dadaji told that I have to go to him. He will tell me something. He has some method to help me. So then call all the carriers. He said, carry me to the forest again. And somehow he arrived again in front of Vyasadeva. So, my dear Janmajaya, what about your challenge? 5 years before, he was very ghostly challenged. I can do, I will not go to hunting. He said, so, all these things? No, excuse me, sir. Now I have agreed fully that whatever is to happen, that should be happen. I cannot change. Nobody can change anything. Now please help me do something. I am really suffering like anything. He said, okay, there is only one remedy. for this karma. This is karma fall, we are suffering. So, now tell me, I am going to very serious now this time. I am suffering like things. Now, okay, the remedy is that one of my disciples, Vasampayana, you go to him and approach him, he will explain you Mahabharata. You just be an obedient student and hear it. And I am telling you, the Mahabharata is written by me only. This is all fact. Don't think that this is some exaggeration. This is all fact I am telling. And I have taught to my disciple Vasampayana. So hear from him, he will read the Mahabharata, you hear it. But don't make any doubt. Even if some doubt comes, somehow or other try to resolve within you. Don't put it forward, don't try to argue or something. If you argue in some point, one chapter Mahabharata you hear, one anga will be free from your leprosy. One part of your body will be free from leprosy. So if you complete 18 day, all body will be cured. So, but wherever you raise doubt, there it stop. And there, by that, you have to die by that. Then you know whether. No, Dadaji, I am serious, really serious. This time, no question of doubt. I am just be obedient, why I will hear. No question, I will just hear. Okay, then go ahead. You will be cured. So then he went, invite Vasampayana, and arrange everything, classroom arranged. And he tried his best that put all of his friends, if sometimes any doubt come, then warn me. I should not argue or put any question, something like that. I should resolve myself. So many his queens and many other his friends, they are ready to help him also. And they are all enjoying such a nice Mahabharata katha, Vasampayana Muni is telling. So any Juddha Parva happens. You are enjoying. Many times he had some doubts, but fearfully you are not raising any question. When Juddha Parva starts, it's already 50% of his body, little fully cured. Head cured, face cured, this cured, this cured. Now, abdomen cured. Now, this part, only leg part is there. And Juddha Parva, it happens now. So, in Juddha Parva, Vasampayana narrated that when Mahabali Bhimasena, he entered to the battlefield, he became so angry, outraged with so much anger when he remembers the scene and how this Dushasana, the order of Karna and Duryodhana Dushasana was trying to naked Draupadi and the scene in the front of them, in the front of all whole assembly, they are trying to do these things. So he becomes so outraged with anger. He becomes so much garjana, roaring like such a heavily, and he will take his club and what to do like that? Move in so quickly, he move his club and roaring such a heavily that all this, what to speak of this Padeshna, Padatika Sanya and the horses, they will just flew. They will flew like anything, forget them. Sometimes he will catch some of the elephant and throw them like anything. And the elephants, they will go to the sky, to top of the sky. And you know, Janmaja, some big elephants still on the sky. Till today they have not come down. They have come to the so top, to the high, so high to the sky, that they are coming, elephant, big elephant, such a heavy weight, but they are coming down, till today they have not come down. They are so high in the sky, they have gone. They have not come down. So when he narrated this, then Janman said, some limit is there. You cross the limit. Oh my God. Gappe marna ho to itne. Some limit should be there. What are you saying? They are my grandfather. I am there. How can you just imagine it? Beyond imagination even. Just by moving his club, just by throwing the elephants, big elephants, and already like 100 years passed, they have not come down yet. Elephants flying in the sky till now. What are you saying? Huh? Then Vasampayana Please, my dear king, don't raise doubt. My Gurudev told this devotee, told you, I'm just explaining. This is all fact. Don't make any doubt. This is all fact. Oh, how can you say this is fact? Impossible. It cannot happen. So then, Vasimpana said, okay, you are not doubting? Look. He just put his finger that side. And outside his kutia, big sound happened. One big elephant come down. Said, see, because of you have doubting, for your confirmation, I just bring one elephant down by my power. All elephants are still flying there. One elephant being down for a sample. See, go and see it. Oh my God. Really? This big elephant. Elephant is come down and is looking at his body. Oh, some few years I was flying in the sky. What happened? From Mahabharata, middle of the Mahabharata war, what happened to the, where is Mahabharata war, what happened to the my mount and all that? Some years is still flying and all other elephants still, they are moving in the air. So then, and now please excuse me, now I am going, your leprosy cannot be out now, this is it. So in the, what is this, thai, leprosy, from that he died. So that is also honey. So no way we cannot check or change and stop the plan of the Supreme Lord. Whatever has to happen, that has to be happen. So we should be, what is the conclusion? We should be, try to become very, very nice, obedient follower of the Lord just by chanting His holy name and accept happily whatever distress and happiness He is giving without any objection, without raising any point. Hare Krishna. Any question? Any comment? Granthrasyam Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai.